The following lecture by Rabbi Yitzchak Ginzburg was recorded live and is presented to you free of charge by Galina Institute. Your donation will help us to bring an ever-expanding selection of quality audio lectures by Rabbi Ginzburg. Galina Institute is a non-profit organization and all donations are tax-deductible in the USA. To donate, just click on the Donate button on the Inner Dimension homepage at www.inner.org. www.inner.org or email us at inner@inner.org.
The second Torah portion of the Book of Numbers, Bamidbar, is called Lasso, basically. That's the word that it begins with. Lasso means to lift up. And it's used in the context of the beginning of the portion to lift up the heads of one of the families of the tribe of Levi in their service, which means to lift up the head is an idiom which means to appoint them to perform their service in the work of the tabernacle. But the phrase once more is lifting up the head. That's the name of the portion. Now this word and concept of lifting up appears many times in this week's portion, much more so than any other portion of the Torah. Obviously, as we're taught, everything follows the lead of the beginning of the head, and the head here is actually lifting up the head. And that's why the concept of lifting up of Nesi'ah appears over and over again. One of the central topics in this week's portion of Nasu'ah is the priestly blessing. And the priests are commanded to bless the Jewish people every day. The priest blesses the people and God blesses the priest, and he agrees to the blessing that the priest blesses the people. And the term for that blessing, when the priest blesses the people, they don't lift up their heads, but they lift up their hands, their palms. That's why the word or the term for the priestly blessing is called Nesi'at Kapayim in Hebrew, which is from the very, very same word as Naso. Just in the beginning, the first context of Nasu'ah is lifting up the head, which means a point being appointed to something. Then there's the context of Nesi'at Kapayim, of lifting up the palms to bless the people. In the priestly blessing itself, the third, which is the climax of the priestly blessing, the priestly blessing has three verses to it, or three individual blessings. The high point is the third of the three, and it begins, Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha. May Hashem lift up His face to you and give you peace. That's the climax of the blessing that once more begins with the word Yisa. So it's not the same meaning as Nesi'at Kapayim, because Nesi'at Kapayim is actually a physical thing, that the blessing is made in such a way in the context that the priests lift up their hands. But then there's now a third usage of this word Naso, that Hashem, the blessing says, may Hashem lift up His face. We have to understand what that means. It's not lifting up the head. Lifting up the head is being appointed, given a new purpose or mission in life. And the first meaning of Naso here is that the lifting up, Naso, is being given a mission, being appointed to something. The second, which is just the general commandment of the priest blessing the people, is to, by means of lifting up the palms. Because even spiritually, according to Kabbalah, the blessing flows from the heart of the priest to his hands, to his palms, to his fingers. So you know that the priests even have a very special way of connecting their fingers when they bless the people, meaning that the energy of the blessing is actually flowing through the hands to the palms, and when the palms are uplifted, that produces or that draws down great divine energy and blessing. But then in the blessing itself, the high point of the blessing also uses the same word, the same idea of lifting up, and in a new context. That it's Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha, may Hashem lift up the second blessing, may Hashem shine His countenance. The first blessing reads, may Hashem bless you and guard you. The second blessing reads, may Hashem shine His countenance to you and give you grace. And the third blessing reads, may Hashem lift up his countenance to you and give you peace. Face means countenance. So this is a new idea. We have to understand what that means, to lift up the countenance and then to give you peace. Now afterwards, the whole end of this week's Torah portion is at very great length. The Torah describes how each one of the 12 princes of the 12 tribes brought his sacrifice to the inauguration of the altar in the tabernacle. And this whole portion, long portion, is called Parashat HaNisi'im, that we read it several times in the year, not only when we read Parashat Nasor, but also in Hanukkah we read it. We say it at the beginning of the month of Nisan, Parashat HaNisi'im. Each prince is a Nasi. So the whole end, which my Nasi is from this very same word, is Nasor. A Nasi is one that has already been appointed as a head of a tribe, so one of the leaders of the people. The king himself is the ultimate Nasi. The Mashiach is referred to actually in the very highest level that the Mashiach himself reaches. He goes through different levels. His highest level is when he becomes the ultimate, absolute Nasi. So the end of the portion is saying that every tribe has its Nasi. And when we read it, say in the beginning of Nisan, each day, so we say a prayer after we read it, that after I read the Nasi of that day, because each one of these princes sacrifices on another day, beginning from the first day of Nisan to the 12th day of Nisan. So every time that we read one of the Nasi, we say that maybe my soul spiritually is from that tribe. So may all the lights of that tribe shine upon my soul and upon the souls of all of my children forever and ever. The deep implication is not just that maybe my soul is part of this tribe, but maybe my soul is also part of this Nasi, of this prince. And that the fact that the Torah enumerates 12 different princes is not just 12 different people, but it's giving you a chance to identify yourself with this tribe and with this prince. And that the ultimate purpose of the Torah portion begins with just being appointed. Everyone has his mission. But the end is identification, that every person is a prince. So it's almost like saying that everyone has a spark of Mashiach. That spark of Mashiach, the Nasi. So we see that the thread, the golden thread that runs throughout this whole parasha from beginning to end, is the secret of this word Nasor. So let's now return to the third one of lifting up the countenance. What does that mean? So Chazal said that lift up the countenance means to forgive. As for instance in the 13 attributes of divine mercy, so forgiveness is called Nosei Avon, that Hashem lifts up iniquity and transgression and sin. Now to lift up means to be able to see evil in a positive light. It also implies that Hashem takes responsibility. To lift up my countenance to you is to lift up your transgressions, which means to first envision everything positively, even bad that you've done, in order to forgive you. And actually, ultimately, to lift up means to take it, incorporate it into my own self, which means that I take responsibility for your evil. That's the climax of the priestly blessing, that Hashem lifts up his countenance to you. It's not just before the second blessing, but that he shines his countenance to you, which means inspiring you. So first he just blesses you with all blessing, all physical blessing especially. Then he shines his countenance to you. That's the second blessing, which means that he inspires you. But then, in order to give you his essence through the means of pi, that's what peace means in this context, his complete, his perfection, here peace means perfection, you have to be totally clean. Meaning Hashem has to forgive you totally. In order to forgive you, he has to lift up his countenance to you. So meaning we have here a whole flow of ideas. We have first being a sense of being appointed. That's called lifting up the head. Then we have the desire to have energy flow through us to you. Flow through me, through my very, from my heart, to my hands, to my arms, to my hands, to my palms, my fingers, that the energy that I have, I'm giving to you. Then the third idea is that I forgive you. Totally. We forgive one another, God forgives us. Everything that we do, God, is called our shadow. He acts just as we act. To forgive is to lift up one's face to another person, one's countenance. As we said before, it means to also lift up the iniquity, to see it from a different perspective, now a positive, a higher perspective. And also to take even the blame for it oneself, to bring it into oneself. And then finally, the messianic spark is revealed in every soul. That each soul is a nasi, is a prince of one of the tribes. And ultimately that prince, that individual prince, reflects the absolute prince, which is, as we said before, the highest level of Mashiach. Now, all of these ideas, there's one common denominator that runs through all of them. That's the expression in Kabbalah and Hasidut, that ultimately to lift up means to enter into a state of paradox, which is called Nesi'at HaFachim. In Hebrew, the idiom for paradox is Nosei HaFachim. It lifts up opposites. Once more, to lift up means the ability to unite apparent opposites, to synthesize and make peace. That's why the ultimate word of this blessing is making peace, which means perfection. To be perfect is the ability to lift up simultaneously to initially apparently opposite states of reality. That's why the word nesi'ah is also the word in Hebrew for marriage, nisuin, because it's bringing two souls that appear to be very, very different and in contrast, or sometimes opposite one another. First of all, one is male, the other is female. To lift them up together, that's marriage. Meaning there's something very important about this portion of Nassau, which is always read after Shavuot. It's a good time to get married this week. Because everything about Parashat Naso has to do with the secret of marriage, which is the ability to create a holy, amazing, or something which is profound and comprehensible manifestation of paradox. Paradox is something that the logical mind cannot conceive. But there's nothing greater than paradox to reveal Hashem, that Hashem is above logic. So first one has to receive to be appointed and to want to be appointed and to then want to be a conduit of energy flowing through him and be willing to forgive to the extent that I take the blame. And finally his messianic spark is revealed. That's his princehood is revealed. That is the flow of this concept in our soul throughout this week's parasha.
You have been listening to a lecture by Rabbi Yitzchak Ginzburg, recorded and presented to you free of charge by Galina Institute. Your donation will help us to bring an ever-expanding selection of quality audio lectures by Rabbi Ginzburg. Galina Institute is a non-profit organization, and all donations are tax-deductible in the USA. To donate, just click on the Donate button on the Inner Dimension homepage at www.inner.org. www.inner.org. In Hebrew, Galinai means open my eyes. These words are from the verse in Psalms, open my eyes, that I may behold the wonders of your Torah. Under the leadership of Rabbi Ginzburg, our goal is to open the world's eyes to the light of the inner dimension of Torah, to discover God, and to connect to Him in all that we do. As we learn from the Baal Shem Tov, spreading this light will hasten the complete and true redemption. We invite you to join the Galinai team and participate with Rabbi Ginzburg in learning, teaching, and spreading the inner dimension of Torah, Kabbalah, and Hasidut. Together, the Galinai team will change the world, bringing God's loving kindness, health, happiness, and true peace to all. For more information about Rabbi Yitzchak Ginzburg's teachings and how to participate with the Galinai team, visit the Inner Dimension website at www.inner.org. www.inner.org. Or email us at inner@inner.org.